following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Hold on, I'm taking care of Weston. I'm making him look all pretty now. I thought it was raining out. He's sweating. I thought it was raining. I said, was it raining? He goes, no, I'm sweating. Where did you get that? You stink. Where'd you get that? No, I don't want that. That's bugging the heck out of me right there.
Yeah.
Because we're at the...
And it's bugging the engineering staff.
Because that... No, not that part, right?
Oh, I leave the popcorn.
All right. We're right that close to the popcorn. We're at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. We're that close. Yes, you can take a call if you like.
All right. Hey, Shelly from Detroit. You're on Sports Night with Park and the Man. What's up, Shelly?
First-time caller.
West side.
Matt, I'm so glad you guys are back on the air. I love it. Congrats. I'll be tuning in. I'm glad you guys are back.
Well, thanks, Shelly. We appreciate that.
Mark, I have to say something, too. You know, you give absolutely the best sports updates of any sports updates ever.
He does. Mark is the best. We already know that.
But
Mark,
that's why we do it, because I hate to say it like
that's
this.
That's why we never got a
that's
guy.
That's my thing. I was trained... As you know, I did television all those years.
Because they've always said, remember they used to say, hey, Mark, do you want a sports update guy? And we're like, Mark does it.
He does it better than those guys.
Right, we don't need a guy.
And I've done it nationally, so I keep doing it. Thank you, though, Shelly. It's nice of you to say.
No, you kill it. So, Rob, what's the over-under on you getting fired again?
wow, Shelly, is that nice?
Rob, no.
Hey, Shelly, what's the over-under tonight?
Is that nice, Shelly? Is that the way you come at me?
You know I love you.
You know, hey
what's the over-under tonight?
Rob, if it happens one more time, you might make Guinness World Book Records or something. Huh?
No. Sally Jesse Raphael was fired 17 times.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
17 times in radio. Yep.
Wow.
Adam Carolla says he's been fired like 10 times.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Wow.
I don't know what count you have, because I've only been fired like two or three times, mostly with Mark.
No, I'm kidding. I'm glad you're back on. I love every minute.
Yeah, but that wasn't even for what you think.
Right.
Let's not get into that.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. So, listen, I've heard a lot of negativity about the Lions drafting this tight end. So let me ask this question. Knowing what you know today about the tight end in New Orleans, and he was drafted second, I think in a second round. Where would you draft him today if he was available?
Jimmy Graham you're talking about?
Yes. Knowing what you know about him now.
No, but that's not possible. That's not how it's done,
I'll answer his question. I don't think, even knowing what I know about Jimmy Graham now, that I would go much higher than where he was drafted originally.
All right, but here's what I'm saying. The game has changed. It used to be a running back game. Well, quarterback's games and running back's games, then it went to running back, quarterback. Now it's wide receiver.
Shelly, please tell me you're not buying into the spin that they give you. Because tell me about the wide receivers and the tight ends that won the Super Bowl for Denver, that threw the football all year, ran over everybody. And if you can't get stops and you can't stop people, you will never win. The Lions will never win in this division with Aaron Rodgers and Jay Cutler if you don't get stops. So you could talk about this great offense. You could keep giving Matt Stafford all these weapons. He threw for 4,500 yards for the second year in a row or whatever it is. He keeps piling up numbers. And you know how many teams he's beaten? How many teams over 500 he's beaten in his career here? He's beaten two teams with an over 500 record. It's garbage. They're feeding you a spin, Shelly. Stop it.
Okay, hold on. All right. So you believe in making your weaknesses stronger and as opposed to making your strength stronger.
Hold on. I saw a Seattle Seahawks team whose best receiver you have now. You got their best receiver in Golden Tate because, as it turns out, there might be some funny business going on with Russell Wilson. And Golden Tate had to deny that thing today.
What?
Which was
What's going on with Russell Wilson?
Golden Tate, I mean, it's part of the story, spent his day today denying rumors that he and Russell Wilson's wife had a thing going on. And, of course, Russell is getting divorced from her. That's his high school sweetheart, so it was a little odd that it came out of the blue. And Golden Tate said, no, didn't happen. In fact, his quote today was, just to be fair to Golden, it was, shut the hell up about any alleged affair with Russell Wilson's wife. And Russell came out today defending Golden Tate, saying there's nothing happening. Now, he's a very nice guy. We don't even know if Russell Wilson would ever even take that stance. But that was a story that came up today for whatever its real weird reasons. Now, my point on saying that is you saw a team win a Super Bowl with a quarterback who was didn't make mistakes, wasn't great, didn't set records for passing. They had a running back who beats everybody like the wind in Marshawn Lynch, and a defense that is mind-blowingly good.
And Shelley, often Russell Wilson threw for less than 200 yards, and they used to win on a consistent basis.
He was adequate for what they needed. He didn't make mistakes, which helped. But they just signed a corner in that town for the highest contract ever given one in history.
$40 million guaranteed, because they know how important defense is. So I hear you. If you think this guy's going to be Jimmy Graham, ask yourself one question. Why in the world would they re-sign Brandon Pettigrew? Why in the world would they re-sign him?
With Fourier there.
All right. Okay, last thing. I'm just going to make this point. What's the strongest position on the Detroit Lions team? What's the strongest position?
Strongest position? Offensive line.
I think it's quarterback.
No, I think it's offensive line by a hair fairly and Sue when they're good.
You know what I'm going to do if I have a strong, outstanding quarterback? I'm going to make him even better. I'm going to build up around him, and I'm going to make him even better.
Well, that's a big
mistake.
I'm not saying
the defense doesn't need to improve.
It's a recipe, Shelley, for disaster in this league. If you want to act, you want to be 7-9, you want to be 6-10 and score a lot of points and all the fans go, yay, that's great. You got what you wanted because they're 7-9 team, probably not even that good. But
right.
If you want to win something.
Knows what he's doing. I think he knows what he's doing, but I still love hearing you guys. I'm glad you're back. I'm listening.
Good debate.
Right.
I like it, Shelley.
Right.
Thank
Appreciate
you, man.
It. Thank you. 248-848-1130 is the number.
Look, he is supposed to be that. He's a fan.
It's
fans
fine.
Are supposed to look at this.
Yeah, but the only problem is, Mark, you can be a fan, but be careful with the spin. You know, I talk about it all the time. There's a spin to it. I get it. For them to really go out and throw out Jimmy Graham, really, Mark? Oh, he's going to be Jimmy Graham?
I got to tell you this about Jimmy Graham.
Does Jimmy Graham, tell me the receiver who's on the New Orleans Saints who's as good as Calvin Johnson.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Who's the receiver on New Orleans who's as good as Calvin Johnson? Nobody.
Not even close.
Come on, Jimmy Graham.
Okay, now wait a second. This is good. Now, Joe Lombardi actually had Jimmy Graham in New Orleans. This is my favorite part about getting Ebron and thinking that what Shelley was thinking, everybody else is thinking. This was his quote. They're not exactly the same player. So the guy who ran the offense for the Saints who had Jimmy Graham is now your guy here, I'm going to have to break this down real slow, has actually just said that the guy he just picked, not exactly the same player as Jimmy Graham. So it's not like this offensive coordinator was saying this about another offensive coordinator's player. This was the coordinator of that player. And he's just telling you. And by the way, Ebron's numbers at North Carolina, because numbers are important here, 40 and 62 catches the last 2 years. Not blowing your mind. They're good. They set a record in the ACC. Big whoop. I said this last night when they made the pick. He could make 300 catches. You can't show me a time in history when a tight end making 300, 100, 220 has ever made a humongous difference in victory slash playoff wins slash Super Bowl championships. I am tired of this town of not referring to the Super Bowl because the Lions have never been there. I want everything compared to that.
Thank you.
You should want that compared to the reigning champion and king until further notice is the Seattle Seahawks, whether you like it or not.
And you can talk all you want about Jimmy Graham and I'm sorry.
And the Saints won a championship.
But he also had Drew Brees, and Matthew Stafford is not Drew Brees.
Only had Drew Brees and one of the better secondaries going. Last time I looked, Darren Sharper played for that team. I mean, they had a group of guys that was ready to win something on all fronts.
I'm surprised, and I'm not going to say all, because a lot of Lions fans are upset today, and I give them credit, Mark. They understand it. They get it. They saw they were at the games. When Tampa Bay and the Giants and Baltimore, Mark, all came back and won at the end of the game, right? Lions had four fourth-quarter losses. Four. The most in the NFL. That means you're not getting stopped. You're not making plays at the end of the game to win games.
By the way, funny, Seattle at 45, that's where they went down when the Lions went to 40, picked a wide receiver. position of need now for them.
Well, because
they lost Golden Tate.
Right.
They picked Paul Richardson out of Colorado. He's, again, I'll be fair to them, just like I was with the Lions. I don't think that's good. But that's fine. Steven Tuitt, Notre Dame, the defensive end, went to Pittsburgh. Trent Murphy, who I do like, I saw him in the Rose Bowl, of course, for Stanford. Outside linebacker, like Trent Murphy a lot, has gone to Washington. The Ravens got the guy I wanted, who I thought is the best defensive player in the second round. That's Timmy Jernigan from Florida State, the national champion. He goes to Baltimore. Great, the Ravens get another defensive tackle. And the Jets got Jace Amaro from Texas Tech, a tight end. So another tight end has gone to the Jets. The Miami Dolphins, I think, just picked, and the Chargers are on the clock and now making a selection. We'll have that coming up, plus a sports wrap. Hi, how you doing? I'm posing for the, you know what's funny? Everybody's got one of these camera phones. Have you noticed that, Rob, with this new fact? What is it now, 2009?
Yes.
Everybody's got a camera phone now. I should take your picture.
In a minute, you're going to get in a picture with us. But let us finish up.
We got a sports rep coming up. Tigers are playing as we speak. I didn't see a score last time.
No score, but Minnesota has four hits.
Look at Jack Morris. Jack Morris right there at the game. And a very special birthday today. It's Alan Lee's birthday.
Wait a minute. He's coming over. All right.
He's got to hang a second.
We're going to break, and then you come on out. Alan Lee, one of my favorite guys from Fox 2.
Right.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man. We're at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak on AM 1130 WDFN, The Fan.